All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
You are now listening to the Coding Behind the Wheel podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Zombie Apocalypse. I'm fogging up here. I'm Scott from Coding. This is over. I'm Scott from Koenig, and with me is
Nick
from Koenig.
Hey guys.
Yeah, so we're here Wednesday. It's they talk about the difference of week pace.
Yeah, last week everybody was allowed to be working. Yeah, you know?
Right.
Everybody was allowed to be out, and little by little there have been more restrictions coming out. But then like they're also kind of switching up, you know.
I don't know. It's been pretty interesting to kind of see the progression of this whole thing and kind of see how people saw it happen overseas, saw it happen to, you know, people always like, oh, the thing in China.
Yeah, and little by little, it's been growing and growing and growing and growing. And that, well, now it's actually growing at a much more exponential rate. Like the number of cases confirmed is just increasing.
Well, I mean, that's what's going to happen. So. We talked about this a few weeks ago on our podcast. We said how is this virus going to be affecting, you know, the automotive industry. We talked about,
right,
you know, car shows, you know, potentially getting canceled at that point,
which they did.
And if you look now, you know, Formula Drift Long Beach is donezo, and I think they're going to try to reschedule. And then also I believe that we're really right on the verge for losing FD Atlanta as well.
Yeah.
So
when is that supposed to be?
I think it's around the end of April. But they have about a 30-day window where I think Ryan Sage had said it on a podcast. He basically had talked about how if FD gets about 30 days out from an event and they feel that they can't properly promote, you know, work the logistics, that whole thing,
right,
they would just not do it. And so I think we're greatly in jeopardy, especially with the California order of, safer at home put into place.
Mm-hmm.
Only a few days ago. I think we're right in that window of, I don't think it's going to be able to be
possible.
Yeah. So we're there. So more states have now increased their rules and regulations for what businesses are deemed essential and how they stack up. You're going to have a lot of automotive companies that unfortunately are going to have to either operate from a home model or, you know, depending on where their logistics locations are, have to begin shutting down. That could potentially get a lot worse before it gets better.
Yeah.
So, you know, some things that we talked about in the first run of when we talked about this topic, you know, a few weeks ago. Productions. Even if you don't manufacture here. So if you do manufacture here, you know, you probably are impacted greatly right now.
Yeah, because you just can't go in.
Yeah, I think if I'm correct, I think we're looking at, I think the safer in homes kind of order is New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, I think Connecticut, Massachusetts are on some sort of limited restrictions.
Something like that.
You have, I think Michigan was just recently announced. Illinois, California, I think Texas is. Florida, I'm pretty sure they're on some sort of modified schedule. And I think it's going to happen through many other states as we move forward. And the reason is because this thing does travel. And there's a question, I think, that's out there about how long this has been in the country, where it's been, stuff like that. So we're not going to go in there. We're not doctors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently a lot
of it. What's that?
Apparently some articles go back.
Anyways. So, you know, look, I mean, we hope that you and your families and everything like that, you're not affected by this thing. But if you are, look, from the automotive perspective, and that's the only part we're going to really speak of because that's the part we know.
Right.
You have a lot of companies that are not going to be, they're going to go slow into production. Some companies were slower in the beginning because they may have manufactured overseas.
Mm-hmm.
Some companies maybe get materials and different things from overseas. So what they're having to do is they're having trouble
getting those parts to manufacture whatever it is they need in order to push the products out, even if they're not
manufacturing
over there.
Right. You know, they may have other things, boxes, paints, the tooling, whatever it may be.
The smallest things that'll back up the whole production line.
Yeah. So there's that going on. And then now if you manufacture here, now you have these, kind of essential business closures and stuff like that. So, look, there's a good chance that some of your parts that you've been looking for are going to be delayed. And it's we have been suffering from some of these closures and close downs and slowdowns and bottlenecks, all along. I mean, whether it be getting product in or getting parts in or getting different things in, there always seems to be some, and it may not be directly that company, the wheels, whatever, but it may be another piece of the supply chain that's caused an issue, which is holding things up. And it stinks. I mean, what really became apparent was wheels like the Hexaform, the Countergram, and even some of the newer Hypergrams that everybody had said, where are they? Where are they? Where are they? And we were like, oh, March. That slowly pushed into April, because there were some slowdowns and some things.
Right.
And now we're like, hopefully soon. Like, we don't know. We have ETAs and dates that are constantly updating. The question is, we've experienced, we're almost tentative to try to give some of those dates out now because we've seen them get pushed a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's hard.
Yeah, you don't want to keep giving a date. Like, by the end of this month, and it keeps going on and on. And it's tough because you don't really know. Because it's not like we decided, let's close the factory. Like, the government is like, no, like, you can't work, and there's no saying for how long.
Right.
So that's the second part of it.
Right. Like, I don't know when my kids are going back to school.
Yeah.
So it's, Like, if you just think about it from that perspective, like, if you just really get super granular with it and say, I don't even know if my kids are going to go back to school this year, it becomes tougher. Now, with that said, we are doing everything we absolutely can to get wheels here, and we have wheels landing all the time, and we have wheels in stock all the time. But I will tell you, the same way there was panic buying, I know this sounds really weird, the same way there was panic buying in grocery stores with toilet paper and essentials and meats and different things like that.
Are people panic buying wheels?
So it's not that people are panic buying wheels. What's happening is, some of the retailers are realizing that, for a long time, a lot of these things was a very JIT model. And JIT means just in time. And what that basically means is that people, when you guys ordered your wheels, they would order, or they bring in part of an order, and they would have X amount of wheels brought to them, and then they would ship them out to you or something to that effect. Now it's becoming one of those things where a lot of the people that did not, or has slowed down in stocking because they figured, oh, we'll make the manufacturer hold it, are going, oh, wait a minute, I'm going to be competing against every single other one of these things.
And so they're trying to stock up themselves. That way they still have product to push out.
Yeah, so what's ended up happening is there's some retailers that have, out of nowhere, out of our forecasting, have come in and say, we'll take all of those. We have a given part number on the Hypergram or this or that or whatever it may be, Oversteers, whatever it may be. You got 100 of them, we'll take them. We'll just take all of them.
Wow.
And what ends up happening is then you call your local retailer to place back, and they say, oh, they're on back order, which is true. But there may be a retailer out there that does have them. So, the hard part is, how do we, it's very tough to tell you. So, sorry, this is a very unusual circumstance for a lot of people. It's impacting everybody at this point. The entire world. I was speaking to people in Australia yesterday. Spoke to the day before. I was talking to some of the people that we know in the UK. Uh-huh. Some of the people definitely overseas and some of the, the other parts of the world. And the more I speak to people, the more I realize everybody is impacted. Everybody, Canada, Mexico, United States, Australia, South America, everybody, and it may not even be that country. You may go to a country and they're not really seeing the effects of the virus locally, but they're still having trouble getting certain things.
Right. because it's affecting some like another part where they would usually source.
Yeah. So I guess going on to that thought, we're going to be making a little video, I think, at some point. But we, so here's some ideas you can occupy your time with, right? What were some words we had? So here's one. I'll start one off, and then you take.
Okay.
One, right. So this is a good time, and if you're first off, let me start by saying this: if you're out of work, if you've been laid off, if you've been furloughed, if times are tough, we're really sorry. I mean, really, genuinely, truly sorry. This thing, you know, if anybody's sick, you know, I can't even imagine. I mean, honestly, now I know people that are starting to get sick. We're in New York, and you know, unfortunately,
it's scary because like here everybody's like on top of each other. You know, especially out by me. You know, the case numbers just keep growing in neighborhoods that are like not too far away. You know,
yeah,
very short drive. So,
and this is the closest Nick and I have gotten at all, and. You know, we've been very good about, you know, there's really nobody here in our office. We're so greatly distanced from each other.
Right. I have my own room, so.
Yeah. We're exercising work from home as much as possible. We are still open and facilitating your business and orders, and we're using different logistics centers, and we're doing our absolute best to maintain the status quo. So that part is good. But, you know, look, if anybody's affected and furloughed and the whole thing, terrible, feel really bad for you. Now, here's one of the things, if you're going to have to look at a slight bright side or upside, is that what this has really done is caused a lot of people to slow down. You know what I mean? Like, just slow down. Like, I know that my weekends, everything that I've ever had planned on any weekend, whether it be my kids' stuff or my stuff, it's canceled.
Totally. Yeah, so there's nothing to do.
Right. So I've been utilizing my time, like, working in the garage, mm-hmm. right? So we were talking this morning, and we were like, let's come up with some tips for the car guy at home that can't get his parts in, can't order his parts, right?
Yep.
That only should have some regular car guy things in stock.
Yeah, just some stuff you can do while you're stuck at home. You know, right. If you're self quarantining, or you know you're out of work,
or you're just trying to keep your social distance,
or just trying to keep your social distance, keep busy. You know, and it's also like if you are working from home, you know you even still have that time because you know that commuting time is gone. You know,
right. Like so, if you're doing your day. I wish that was how it works. I mean, like I feel like I work more than I work at home. But if you're doing your day here, you know, you'll get off work and you're done.
You're done. You're already home. You know, so
for
so
most days, you have be like savings time, so you're getting a little bit more light.
Right.
Yeah.
So we came up with a few ideas of, you know, some car stuff you can do at home where you don't need to order parts. You don't need to go out and buy anything,
right?
Anything like that.
And some of these things are going to be like, yeah, of course. But look, hey, look. I mean, what do you want from us? Like, yeah. All right. So first, number one is you can clean your car. I mean, this is a good time that you could
just
go nuts.
Just go all out. You know,
you could.
You can wash the exterior, interior, clean your windows. You can clean the engine bay if you want to. You can clean the underbody. Like, just go all out, detail it.
You can take wheels off your car, clean your wheels, wax your wheels, or whatever you want to do. Coat your wheels if that's your thing. You can, again, not that we endorse any of that those products per se, but like you know, this is a good time if you do that stuff anyway to do it. Mm-hmm. You can go through, really detail your car, clean the interior, get the brushes, get all the garbage out, vacuum.
Everything.
Do all the fine and gritty stuff.
Leaves will creep up on you and stick in places you never thought were possible.
Well, for some states. So really, this is a good time. You can go through. You should have car wash soap. You know, you're a regular car person, so you would have been having some of that stuff. You should probably have some detailing supplies. So
right.
Go through. Take the time. Give your ride the love that you can. Right?
Yeah.
Now, there's still some stores open. So this is also a good time that if you have any minor cosmetic body touch-ups that you want to make, but you have to wait for things to dry. I'll give you a good example. Let's say you have that lip kit that you've been waiting to paint, or you want to touch up your front lip kit or anything like that. I know that that was something that was on my checklist.
Mm-hmm.
So this weekend, I'm taking off my front lip.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put it on two horses. I already have the aerosol matching paint for my car.
Right.
I'm going to clean that thing up. I'm going to prep it, and I'm going to, you know, clean it up and just respray the parts that have gotten junked up, right? So this is a good time for that. I have plenty of time to let it dry and get it back on the car without the car having to move.
Yeah. And you mentioned having parts. I don't remember exactly what you said, but sure. Having parts. Sure. So that's another point. If you have been stocking up, especially if you're in like the Northeast or anywhere north where like you have to deal with winter and it's too cold to be outside,
mm-hmm.
it's starting to get warmer out, yep. You know? So this is also a good time. If you've been stocking up on parts, start putting them on the car.
Yeah.
So put some rest time in your car.
Yeah. I mean, even if it's cold, glove up, hat up, throw that hoodie on there and get out there. You know, I mean, look, you got the time. So even if it takes you, like, you know, you work for 20 minutes and take a hot chocolate break for 20 minutes, like whatever you got going on, but like, you know, maybe get out there and just, you know, start to work on putting some of those parts on the car, take the pile down. So when this thing is over and we're ready to go back to regular life,
your car is that much closer to being done, or you got all those parts out the way and, you know, you can work on the next modifications.
There are a lot of people right now that are probably sitting. I mean, that are probably home or have a lot more time at home, even if they're working part-time or mm-hmm. whatever it may be, that have had projects still, right? Like all right, so I've been working on this car with my friend, so we spent some time, you know, welding in the frame rails and getting the trans tunnel in. I stopped by my other friend's house last week. Again, when I say I stopped by, I mean, I'm the only other person that was there, and the truth is, we were incredibly far apart.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but he needed some help with some wiring. So he was working on something else in the other part of his garage, and I stopped by and I literally did a lot of pinouts for his ECU and kind of got that cable made and stuff like that. Just to, you know, give him a little help and kind of help me from being so bored anyway. Gave me something to do. So there was that. And then, you know, look, if you have those projects going on, and you're, especially if you're by yourself, this is a good time to knock a few of them out.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, it's not totally car, well, yeah, the content is car related, but I know I'm a little backed up on media content.
Yeah.
So I use that time to
just lock in, edit.
Lock in and get some edits done. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. What's another tip that we can go ahead and do?
Damn, we wrote these down.
So another tip that you could do is
inspecting things. Yes,
this is a topic that often, like, listen, everybody, I think, for the most part, a lot of people are super guilty of this, and I'm included, right? Like, you put parts on a car, and then you take for granted that they wear, or how are they wearing it, or different things like that, right? Mm-hmm. You know, do we go through and check all the air pressures in our daily? Do we go through and you know, check the brake levels? Do we go through and make sure that all the suspension components are good? Oil changes, oil checks, fluid checks. I mean, look, you got the time. If you have the time, rotating tires, if you have the time, go out there and do that stuff.
I'm laughing because Scott and I had a conversation this morning about how I haven't checked my tire pressure in a while.
Well, let me dictate how the conversation went. It started like, I think you see that, and we're staring at his car in the park. And I'm like, no, and he's like, I think my left wheel might be cambered in a little bit. And I'm like, well, maybe a touch. And I'm like, how can you even tell? He's like, well, it's pulling to the left, right? And yeah. I said, he's like, well, maybe it's like a. I'm like, did you check your air pressure? He's like, no. Like,
yeah,
the first thing you check when you pull.
For something that hard, I get like it pulls hard. It's not like a slight.
Does it pull when you brake?
Yeah.
Okay. So So, I mean, like, you got to start with the beginning, though. The first thing you do is check all air pressures. Make sure
there's better stuff. Being that we have time.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what we're doing this weekend. Well, I know what I'm doing this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, but go through your stuff. You know, like, jack up one side of the car. You know, get under there. Make sure your ball joints are good. Make sure your tie rod ends are good, you know. You jiggle the wheel. If you don't know how to, you got YouTube and the internet, and we'll tell you all this stuff.
Maybe we'll do a video on it using my daily.
Maybe. Check tire pressures. Look at tires. Make sure your wear patterns are good. Go through. Make sure all your car has all the fluids it needs. You know, anything you can think of, because now is a good time, especially since auto parts stores really have been ordered to be open.
Yeah, because if
they're essential businesses.
If they're essential businesses, yeah.
So you can go through and maybe find, you know, all right, you know what? Time to change some pads. Time to redo the fluids. Ah, this fluid looks dirty. You know mm-hmm. what? Got some time. Let me do it.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's the next one. What I think we had...
Well, mentioning fluids, we also said, you know, check for leaks or anything like that. You know, you gotta top everything off, but mm-hmm. if you notice that anything's going low, see if any of your hoses are leaking. You know, being that auto supply stores are open, you can change yep. your hoses out, things like that. You already mentioned brake pads, rotors, and anything like that that can wear down. Now's a good time to take care of it.
Yeah, we had something else too.
Did we?
Mm-hmm.
I put a poll up on Instagram, seeing what some people were doing.
I know, this is one that, because I mentioned in the beginning. Listen, if you are a car person and you have a garage space, or if you just have tools.
Oh, I remember.
This is a good time.
Oh, yes.
To spend some time and get yourself organized. Maybe it's cleaning out your garage space. Maybe mm-hmm. you don't have a garage. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a bag in the back of your trunk. Go through your tools. See what's missing. Clean some stuff off. Put it in an organized fashion so that you're like, ready to go. So Nick's had a toolbox for a while, but he's still got all his tools in a bag somewhere.
Oh my gosh, I haven't organized any of it. All right, so I kind of have two garages now. So I mean, I do have two garages, but like one is like my family's garage, and then like I'm also renting out my neighbor's garage to put all of my cars in. So my family's garage, being that all their stuff is in there, and like I gotta put my tools in there also because they don't fit with both cars in the other garage, is like. It's super messy in there. So usually, like, I'll do a job and I'll throw everything in the bag and do that. So I like that's definitely on my to-do list of things to do is organize that toolbox I just got. Just organize that particular garage in general because there's a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah. It's weird because for me, like, I actually spent a lot of time. One of my big projects, I had different season projects, but like. One of my winter projects, while it was kind of too cold to do too much, was to get my garage cleaned up and sorted and organized. So right. I did that. Cleaned out all my cabinets, organized everything. So all the tapes were together and different, you know, all the supplies were together, you know, lug nuts and all the lug nuts together in boxes. Like, I mean, everything is organized now. I did the same thing for my tools. Like, I went through all my benches and all my drawers and made sure that everything was organized in the right fashion, cleaned up. Anything I was missing, honestly, I probably spent a few hundred bucks on tools, but not buying new tools, replacing tools that I had either holes for, sockets that I was missing. Right. It's just because like it drives me nuts. Like, you know, you go
look for something and you don't have a complete set.
Yeah, I mean, so I have tons of sockets,
and that's my problem with the tool bag is, you know, even if I use like the what are those called, the hold the sockets on it,
ratchet.
No, not the ratchet.
What, like socket holders?
Yeah, there you go, socket holders. Yeah, so even if I use those, like, they always, always, always come on.
Well, that's why you should put them in your toolbox.
Yeah, but I just got the toolbox. Yeah.
So I spent the whole time. I moved my air compressor. I ran new air lines. I made, you know, copper air manifolds and everything. Yeah. So I have drops of, you know, air inlets in different spots, you know, put valves in. And you know, kind of just tried to make things a little bit more accessible. I actually put some lighting up just to make it a little easier on my eyes when mm-hmm. working like, on the bench and stuff like that. So look, I mean, this is a good time to go through your stuff, organize your stuff, get things ready, because at some point it's going to get, you know, in some states it is warm. Go to Florida. They've been working on cars the whole time.
Yeah. But I was specifically talking about up here.
I'll tell you, I can't wait for this stuff to get better. Dry skin goes away. I feel like I'm cracking and bleeding.
See, and you wanted to make fun of me bringing lotion, and
now look. Well, because I work in cars, so like, I'm like cracking all over the place. Anyhow, I think that's pretty much it, right? We don't have too much.
I think that's it. Oh wait, let's
go to the gram.
Let's go to the gram.
Let's go to the gram
and see what.
Anybody else have some stuff?
Yeah, let's see what some of you guys are doing while you're at home. So let's see. So the question was pretty much this. It was, what are some car related things you're doing stuck at home? So
right. We
have a few responses here. So I'm currently changing all the gold on my car to purple. I don't know if he's talking about paint or wrap or something. Something on his car was purple.
But it's a good point. You know, paint or or plastic dip or vinyl or whatever you're doing.
Yeah, like you mentioned,
you got time. It takes the time to take it off and dry it and leave it off. And,
right, like you said, you're going to be working on your lips. So
yeah,
awesome. Let's see. Oh, we just talked about this one. Cleaning the garage first off, then upgrading some turbo goodies. Ooh, want to know what kind of turbo goodies he's got? But
yeah, it's a good time to get to the parts that have been laying there.
Yeah. Let's see. Plugging a tire that got a nail in it, and hopefully repainting my Brembos soon. Nice.
Listen, I'll give him credit for the Brembo repaint, but the tire plug is something that you would have to do no matter what. And I would even argue to say that it only takes like 6 or 7 minutes.
Yeah. Some people don't have those six or seven minutes.
Yes, they do. So, but repainting the Brembos is a project that takes time.
Yeah, that sounds cool. Cleaning the interior. Yes, we also spoke about cleaning the cars. And Scott, we have to do a video on this. I'm gonna do almost all of these things to my car. All right, cleaning the interior and head gasket. Well, hopefully that's not something I need to do in my car. But cool, this dude's gonna be working on his head gasket.
I want to change a head gasket on the side of the expressway. It's a little tip
on the side of the expressway.
Yeah,
that sounds fun.
No, it wasn't. I don't know if it was fun, but...
How long did that take you?
2.5 hours. There's a couple of us, but 2.5 hours. Somebody blew the head...
Eclipse.
What?
Eclipse.
It was an eclipse, yeah. It was back in the day. blew the head gasket and stuff like that. And so, we just couldn't move the car. And like, back in those days, YOLO, right? It didn't even... Well, there was, we weren't
going to spend money on the car. I mean, listen, if you haven't... had to fix your car on the side of the road for one reason or another.
I will say, really a car enthusiast? I will say, in head gasket, mine would have been the more extreme repair I think I've done, but
I had to bleed my brakes by myself on the side of the road one time. That was fun.
There's another topic for another day. Anyhow, so if you're in the process of social distancing, we wish you well. Hopefully you'll use this time productively if you have it. And if you are an essential worker, thank you for keeping our country moving still while everybody else is, you know, kind of being forced to take a little break. So, hopefully everybody's doing well. Hopefully you continue to remain healthy. Do your best to hold, exercise your social distance and wherever you can. And, you know, let's see if we can kick this thing, man. All right, well, I guess that's it. It's Wednesday, so we will be going live at 3 p.m. Eastern. The question is, where will we be? We don't know. Where will we be? Will it be me? Will it be Nick? Will it be both of us? I don't know what we're going to do yet.
Will we be in separate locations sharing? No idea.
No one knows because, you know, we're just trying to get the shot and then we're out of it. So, but the truth is, you know, make sure you tune in. We'll try to do something Wednesday. If we don't do it on Wednesday this week, maybe we'll move to Thursday. I'm not really sure. But we're going to try to, we're going to live in. We're going to do a live. So that's it. We're trying to put up stuff on our YouTube channel. If you haven't done that, make sure you head over to our YouTube channel. We forgot to do the like and subscribe thing in the beginning. Damn. But my audio may or may not be there anyway. So anyhow.
That's okay. We'll figure that out. I'll put the animation in.
Till next time, stay safe, be well, and we'll catch you next week.
Peace.